here's a story from The World.
Okay, even if in theory the world gets an effective vaccine for COVID-19, a lot more is needed to get worldwide distribution. It'll be a complicated journey, no doubt. To get ready, UNICEF, the UN Children's Agency, recently said it was stockpiling more than 500 million syringes. Benjamin Schreiber knows all about the coming challenges. He's deputy chief for UNICEF's Global Immunization Program and joins us from New York.
It's a big task, and it's a big task for the whole world, and especially those health workers and all the people that are going to do the work in the end.
Benjamin, walk me through, if you would, the journey of a vaccine from the point of manufacture to deployment in someone's arm. Obviously, you need syringes, but what else is required?
When a vaccine is manufactured at global level, it needs to be shipped, or in most of the time, it will be flown to the countries. It will land at the national level, at the national warehouse, where national cold rooms exist, where the vaccine is stored. They're temperature sensitive products. They need to be stored in cold environments. Normally, vaccines need 2 to 8 degrees, so like your fridge at home. This vaccine then needs to be going out to the target populations across the whole country. So we are developing with or supporting the governments to develop deployment plans of how the vaccine goes from the national level towards the people that need it. And these people may sit in urban slums, they may sit in remote rural areas, or even in areas that are conflict affected. So we have to really plan very carefully ahead.
Benjamin, you spoke about our fridge at home. We can't obviously assume that refrigeration is widely available around the globe to keep these vaccines fresh. What does it mean that billions of people live in places without temperature-controlled storage?
Yes, that is the case. But we've been able to procure and install 40,000 vaccine fridges, many of them actually solar, because in many of these remote areas, there is no electricity or constant electricity. Even these fridges can keep on running and keep the vaccines cold for several days. And that means we now can have vaccinations in many more places than we were able to have before.
Your organization, UNICEF, Benjamin, is the largest single purchaser of vaccines in the world. So I'm guessing you know a fair amount about supply chains. Do you worry about any shortages of any resources that you need?
If we wouldn't be worried, then it would be too easy. I mean, we are worried about, so the lead time of introducing this vaccine is extremely short. We normally introduce a vaccine planning 12 to 24 months ahead with countries. We're now talking about introducing a vaccine with several months in terms of lead time. So we are already doubling down efforts and making sure that we can introduce that. There's good news that we have worked with governments over the last decade to introduce new vaccines in many countries. So there's a lot of expertise actually at the country level that we can build up on. But this is a vaccine that is not going to children. It's going to health workers and adult populations. So we need to tweak the approach a bit. And so my main concern is we need to be extremely flexible and adaptive to new circumstances and problems as they arise and need to problem solve constantly.
So there's coordination among countries, but does that mean that the supply chain won't be interrupted or broken in some way?
As the COVID pandemic hit many countries and kind of locked down flights, we've been able to continue supply routine or existing vaccines to all countries that need them. And we worked around it by working closely with the distribution and suppliers and also the aviation industry to secure flights, etc. So there's ways we can work around it, but it needs to be managed very carefully.
You've coordinated mass immunizations in the past, but we're talking now about a pandemic that requires a worldwide vaccination campaign. What do you see as the top challenge here, aside from just the sheer scale of the operation?
The operation needs extreme coordination across all governments, all partners. But there's also additional complexity given the questions people raise about and the kind of dis and misinformation that's circulating around the vaccines. So I think we have to not only manage the supply side, but also the demand side at country level.
Benjamin Schreiber is deputy chief for UNICEF's Global Immunization Program. Benjamin, thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot.